my goal of this is it's a prayer flag ceremony. And then I thought, I got really excited last night when we came, I came up with the word flag tender, just like altar, you know, our fire tenders, that we could be flag tenders this year. Because even though this is a one workshop, this is something that some of you are in the 2022 apprenticeship, and some of you aren't. And some of you may join us, which we hope. We really love the group that's forming, and we have room for about 20 more people. And but those of you who aren't, or this is your first year, this is your first experience, we want to keep this alive in the WIN clan. We want to, every month, one of our second year students, this is the first time they're hearing this, are going to go live in the group, and they're going to send home the WIN from the last month and call in the WIN for the next month together. And so the goal is for us to use these, or not to use, that's a really, you never use the WIN. It will use you long before you get a chance to use it. But to cooperate with the WIN is the whole premise behind this ceremony. And I call it a ceremony because it takes part in a few, it's going to happen in a few different ways today. So at the beginning, we do our housekeeping, and then I give you the basic philosophy of the WIN and the basic premise for this WIN work. And then we will journey. So I've been realizing on the Shaman's Cave lately that people will say, who, you know, where's a good shamanic practitioner? And no one ever says me. I'm starting to become really aware that people don't think that the WIN work is shamanic work. Well, it's probably the basic shamanic work from the get-go, and all other shamanic work sprung from there. So this year, 2022, is the year that we let people know that WIN work is shamanism. You know, that there's not a, it's not something, an offshoot. Shamanism might be the offshoot from the WIN. You know, we don't know that, but that would be my assumption. So we move into, we're going to do a shamanic journey, which is going to be really fun. And then we're going to actually craft together. Now, why is that important? Well, many years ago, I was going to have this right handy. Hold on. Here I am. I had all my things, and then I decided to clean the table. So many years ago, I was in Chile working with a Mapuche shaman, and her name was Kintarai and Luz Clara. I don't know if any of you know Luz Clara or the Mapuches. And we spent this whole morning together making our drums. And what she said was that, oh, you want to see that drum? I'm kind of incorrigible today, I can already tell. So this was the drum that we crafted together. And the drum had already been carved out. You see it's hand carved. I don't always take this drum out. So this is a really gift, you're seeing this. And inside, in the Mapuche drum, they put things. They put a horse feather, they put your medicine right in your drum for you. And then we decorated them. And then we made our prayer, our drumsticks. And Kintarai was telling us that in those traditions that people used to craft together, women used to craft together. And that's where information was shared. That's where knowledge was gained. And so not only did we move away from nature for the last, you know, 17,000 years or so. We moved away in the last 100 years or so from crafting with other women. And I say other women because I think there's a couple of men here. We're really, it's hard to get the men to come in into these kind of circles, and they're so needed right now. But that this is where wisdom is shared. It's not, I could sit up here and talk to you all day long, but what happens in the magic of a circle is magic. That's the alchemy. So this particular prayer flag ceremony is a combination of a little bit of housekeeping, a little bit of theory, a shamanic journey, and then we will, if you stay for that part, craft together. And some of you may say, oh, I'm not into that, but you might want to just hang and feel the vibe of community, because I believe that that's really what the wind work is all about. Now, everyone who's been registered should have this workbook, kind of a worksheet, but it ended up being more book-like. And then Bridget had a wonderful idea. Some people said they didn't have a printer, so they couldn't print their wind spirit cards. So you could use the wind spinner in the wind clan group when we get to that part. I happen to have my cards in the my wind sack, and I separated out, like I gave in the instructions, my cardinal directions. I also, because it's this little ceremony, I have some Palo Santos. I have to say this, I've had this for about 20 years. Now that, you know, I've learned about people not liking other people to cut down their trees and stuff, I probably wouldn't be bringing that back from Peru. But I have it, so I use it. It's like a Christmas tree that's been cut. And then I'm going to light a candle. I already have a candle lit. In fact, I think I'm going to light this one from that. And at some point, we'll open up sacred space and things like that. But right now, I'm just going through the list. Oh, yeah. And then if you ordered prayer flags, you have these. If you made your own, then you have those. Or you may have not gotten that far yet. You know, what I would say is that if you don't have any, somebody cut up a sheet yesterday. I was very impressed with that. But you could write it. You can get as far as putting them. If you didn't get your flags yet, there's on page six, you can get it all organized here. Okay. Because even if you don't get those flags done, the winds will start to work you. All right. So if there's questions and stuff along the way, Bridget, you can let me know, or one of my other assistants. What are prayer flags? Well, if you know anything at all about the wind work, you understand already that wind is spirit. That wind is spirit in every single culture so far. It just keeps showing up, like, you know, Ruach is a wind, and Nirvana is a wind, Om is a wind, Holy Spirit is a wind. So it just kept showing up that wind is spirit. So if wind is spirit, then the flags become the interceptor of our prayers to spirit. And so they have a capacity to bring attention to the fact that we're moving into prayer. Just like an altar builds power, your prayer flags that you're going to decorate and work with are going to add power into your life. And there's many people on the call that I could point out, but this isn't a program, a shamanic program of direct revelation. So I could tell you all about my prayer flags from last year, like, you know, the one in March that kind of portended the death, some deaths in my life, and that those happened, or new beginnings, or crazy times, or really busy times, all of those. But everybody who's worked with these prayer flags for now for a couple of years has really had an amazing experience with them. Does anyone want to share one of Bridget or Terry or Carrie or Tina? I'm just seeing who I'm looking at.
I'll share because I love sharing the story. So I'm going to jump right in. my prayer flags hang in my backyard and a plum tree, and there's a little nook in there, and that's where I keep my altar. So it's very closed in and quiet and sheltered. And this past summer, there was an animal that was hit by a car. It was a rabbit. And I had just put a new offering to the west at my altar, and I was working with Lemoa-moa, which is the ancestor wind that month. And I brought the rabbit back and buried it in my backyard. And one of its kin came and sat in the west for 2 days and did not move, morning, noon, and night. Stayed right there the whole time. And it was one of the most beautifully moving, reverent, we are not alone. We are completely surrounded by our relations moment. And I know that the power that was emanating from the altar and the prayer flag, it was a safe space. That beautiful rabbit knew it was safe. And so that's something that I would have never anticipated from doing these flags. And it's really a testament to service, right? It wasn't about me. They were holding the community.
How beautiful. Anyone else?
I'll share just quickly. I already posted this, I think, on the wall, but, you know, I would go out and look at my flags and they're blowing in the wind. However, I get so grounded when I'm there with all of the flags. And I noticed, I don't think I ever noticed it before, that all the flags together, it's like one collective support team. And I didn't really realize that everybody's going to be different. And it's like almost like this, like wind prescription type thing. Like this is all randomly pulled, and how they worked together over my year. And every month I journal like one page of the highlights of the month. And I think I want to look back over the year and see if there's a unifying message. I'm like a thread, you know, like these are all threads, but they make up one flag and one strand of flags. And yeah, they're great.
This is kind of an ironic story, but there was somebody who was leaving the tribe and reported that their prayer flags blew away, you know, and it was like, you know, and I had gotten a message, oh, you know, this might not be in the best for the community. And next thing you know, they took their prayer flags and just took them away. And so, you know, people have hung them on their patios. They've hung them on walls. I have this really safe, a nice place up north. Down here, I have a nice place. I have several altars around. And but that they're in there. And so you'll find that they're your medicine for the year. That's what I could say. You know, I could read through this, but you get this point. But why would we want to be here doing with this is because this is about work that's about aligning to your magnetic north. And the magnetic north is that sweet spot. And I've been sharing a lot of posts lately because the news feed must know, my news feed that I get gets me articles, and they seem to give me articles that are aligned to, you know, I shared an article yesterday in the Shaman's Cave about the magnetic field. about how our thoughts are resonated to the magnetic field, because the point of the wind is that we are aligned to this planet. We live on this planet. If we weren't aligned to the planet, we'd be, you know, we'd be hot air balloons up in the sky. We would not be 2 feet, two hands in the circle type of people. We'd be the birds. And so it's who they're aligned to, but for we're human aligned. And so our magnetic north is where we want to be. It's like, think about sailing in your boat and the wind's coming up so you can tack, you can move, you know, that your wind, you're not flopping in the breeze. Well, sometimes you have to flop in the breeze, and that's okay too. But that, you know, that you're aligned to your magnetic north when you're passionate about life, your needs are met, you obtain measurable results, you experience a sense of fulfillment by contributing. And that's the medicine compass. That's our awakening compass that we work with in this group. And I'm going to explain a little bit more about that. But first, I thought I'd do the housekeeping today. And I wanted to talk about windwork.org, because last year, midway, we started to slow down my old website with all of our learning content, because when we built it, who knew we'd be having like a whole online school over there, or what that would look like. And so we're using this system called LearnDash, and it has its pros and it has its cons. And we're also, we can keep continuing to develop it, but we've learned we have to make a mobile version of it. So people who access their LearnDash by their phone may or may not always be able to get into their courses. We find that Chrome is pretty well a good way of going. I can get it in Firefox. But what we've been noticing is, like last night, somebody couldn't get into their LearnDash, but we could. So I work with Hassan who can help. What we're trying to do is navigate, like, what are these glitches? What are these bugs? But we can only navigate as we learn what's working and not working. So if you can't get into your LearnDash, because you'll all get a copy of this course, so you can go back and forth. We have an email called windblessings@gmail.com. And what I'm asking you is, just don't tell us you can't get in. Tell us what type of computer you're on, what browser you're using, whether it's Firefox, Chrome. And if you're really computer not savvy, you know, Erica, our assistant, can hop on the phone with you and figure out what browser you're using and stuff. So that if we have to go to all the way up to Hassan, sometimes I can figure out things, but if we have to go to Hassan, that we at least give him all of the information. And if you could take a screenshot of what happens. Now, several of you in this group today took the Windwork apprenticeship last year. Well, our homepage was growing so big that I now have a drop-down menu for courses we did last year, and they're called Evergreen. So a lot of your stuff is there. And so this keeps the homepage nice and clean. So if you go over there, you can see what's current. Especially if you're going to be taking the Windwalker adventure with us, you know, one of the requirements was Windwork Basics. Well, there was 3 Windwork Basics on there. So how do you know which one to take? So put it this way. We reinvest a lot of our money from our courses and stuff into build this portal, so that as we grow, the Windwork portal will be really user-friendly. You know, we're expanding with it. Enough about that. I was thinking that in the Wind Clan, so we can see each other's posts about our prayer flags and when we call them, we'll hashtag it Flag Tenders 2022. So if you do a post about your flags or working with the wind for the whole year, if you hashtag it, or Bridget might go back through, or Erica, you know, if they see it, they'll do it. too. But you should, if you remember our hashtag, that way you could find everybody's posts who's talking about their prayer flags. You like that? I thought I was being efficient. Now, we want to share with each other, because one of the things, if you came here because you were a part of the I Am Symposium, then you understand that we are a community. The Winds gave me this job of sharing their about them because that it's a community building process. So the people who come to stay with us are people who believe in community and find the importance of community. Now, because of the way the world's going, and I believe that this is going to continue to go like this, community, where as before people were flying to everyone else's sacred sites and having big clan gatherings here and there and everywhere, I think we're going to see that travel is going to change in these next 10 years, that people are going to make those important trips. They're not just going to hop on a plane willy-nilly like we've been doing because we could. They're going to, it's going to become more about, you know, planning an adventure. I think we're going to see a lot more people exploring their own backyards, their own country, their own monuments. And we're going to see, so the online community is becoming more and more important. In fact, I watched this whole thing on the metaverse a few weeks ago, and I was thinking to myself, oh, maybe I should make the first spirit camp. I'm sure somebody's already doing it, but I'm not sure how I feel about whether or not that's going to be an embodied experience or not. So I'm kind of in the wait and see. However, I will say that what we're finding about our own metaverse community is that when we all met together last year in Maine, we all knew each other. It wasn't like, oh, that's somebody's name I saw in the circle. That was somebody I knew. You know, I mean, it was like this most incredible part of it. And so if you're here and you're not joining us for the Windwalkers Apprenticeship, you can still come and join us in Ohio in October. I think it's the 6th through the 9th. We're doing a retreat, in-person retreat. And the place looks great. It's not too far from Bridget. I have to be flying into Cleveland. I've never seen Lake Erie, so I'm excited about that. And we're going to be offering courses probably either, our goal is every other month, but we may get up to monthly courses because we have team members who are ready to start sharing their materials. Like Terry's got something on the Shift Network. And our goal is to support each other through the wind. The wind isn't the end all be all. The wind is the vehicle that we're all going to support each other through community. That's the goal. It's a big goal. So that, you know, that, and if who was at the I Am Symposium, raise your hand or whatever. But did you see, like, we had about 12 of our last year's apprentices who shared. How great was that? But let me introduce you to the Wind team. So if you want to say hello when I introduce you. So Bridget is the right-hand Wind Master. She's the master of the wind and me. And Bridget, she is our program director. So you want to say hello?
Renee, that's probably the most interesting introduction I've ever received. That took me by surprise. Good morning, everyone. I'm super happy to be here. I love being creative with others, and this is a really fun course for me today. I am the program manager, still learning and growing into that as we go along, and just really happy to be here supporting the wind work.
And then we have Terry Morgan, who is, well, she's the wind master of ceremony. She sent us all her fire ceremony from this morning when she was out in the 4-degree weather.
Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm really glad to be here. And Yeah, I do have this thing. First of all, the stars wake me up in the morning. I would just as soon sleep because I like to hibernate in the winter, but the stars wake me up. And then the fire says, okay, I'm ready. You know, it's like 3:34. I'm going, well, really? Oh, okay. So anyway, that's just my little thing. I'm just really happy to be here. So thank you. Much love.
And then we have Carrie Wanamaker here.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. And I've been looking forward to this and setting up new flags with all of you. And just looking forward to this year. And I just popped in my mind that we're doing the flags on the 22nd, and it's the year 22. So I think there's some significance there. I don't know if that was a planned thing or it's just serendipitous, but it's pretty cool.
And then we have our new assistant, Erica. Are you here?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Nice to see everybody. Nice to see your pictures. We've interacted on the page, but it's nice to see you guys on video. Super excited to be here with you guys. I'm so excited to pull my cards and get the win flags ready for the rest of the year. So thank you for coming and thank you for sharing in this sacred space here with me and with us. And I look forward to getting to know you guys as we continue with the courses. Much love and much light to you guys. Namaste.
And there's lots of second year students here too. And I just don't know who, and I don't want to forget anyone, so I'm not going to even say that. And lots of new people who are going to be in the Windwalker Apprenticeship Program, which you can still apply for. We don't get going, and I think the 5th is our first day. So join us. All right. So this year, for some reason, last night I got the word accountability. And I thought, like, wow, interesting. Like, Who are we accountable to? How are we accountable? And so what the request here is to become accountable to your flags, to your this experience that you're gonna pull 10 wind spirit cards or 12. And so, you know, how will you show up for that? And what does accounting for yourself even mean to you? Like for me in December, I always use December as a year to catch up on classes that I've been wanting to take, like, because I don't know why it gets quiet in the day job. So I took a social media class. So I always try to keep learning. You know, accountability is like if you commit that you want to write a book this year, that how are you accounting that you're doing the writing. So how accountable are you to your spiritual practice? Yesterday, I could tell this was going to be a very powerful group today because yesterday I started getting hit with energy that was frenetic, that didn't belong to me, that was set to get me off my cart, off my track. And I had to say, like, oh yeah, when energy swings to the one high side of like, wow, we're going to have a really powerful group tomorrow, that you might as well look for where the heyoka is, where that disruptive energy is going to come in. And you never quite know. One time I was about ready to have the first I Am symposium in my yard, and I had gathered 30 prayers from elders from around the globe. It was before the internet, really. And that day, I got scammed by some car. They were going to fix a little dent in my car. Like, I would never fall for something like that. But that day, I was high on the vibe that I didn't know where the unvibe was coming from. And, you know, I'd learned because one of my teachers at the time said, oh, you must be going to have a really powerful ceremony that you're getting hit. So yesterday, sure enough, you know, right off the bat, something came in that tried to get me off my game. And it did for a while. Then I got, well, accountable am I to my practice? I went out and I did a wind zip. And once I did the wind zip, then I made an altar. And then I made a like an altar for when energy comes in that we don't want to have in our lives. We have a I put a lot of salt on it and some water, so it had a place to go that wasn't directed at me or this group or the, you know, because what happens is the more the wind becomes visible, the more the people, the energies, they want to borrow some of that. They want to borrow some of that power. And we're all powerful people. So, you know when people are trying to borrow your power. One time I worked with this client who was dying. And about 3 days before she died, she tried to put a port into me. Like I didn't realize it up until that moment, but there was like this, her desire to live was there, or to hang on, because I don't think she was there any living at that point, was to, you know, like to suck the life from other people. And I really had to cut cords and say, no more. It's your time to go. And really stir, and this was somebody I loved, sternly send no more, your time to go, energy home. And so if you're not accountable to your practice, you can't tell what's hitting you. And there is so much out there in the universe right now bombarding us that it's really, really difficult to know. And that's why setting up this outdoor altar with your prayer flags is really crucial right now, because we're just, I interviewed yesterday on this podcast with this baby shaman. She's just getting started. And I mean, I could see her eyes when I was saying some of the things that were coming out of my mouth, wide open, like, you know, like, oh yeah, aren't we almost through this? No, we're just at the beginning. We're like, you know, 50 years in, we're 50 years into a cycle that could be 200, 300, 400 years. And so our practices that you've been studying, because I know a lot of you have been doing this for a long time, are more important now than ever. I'm not surprised that a lot of the people who are attracted to the Wind Work Apprenticeship Program this year are seasoned shamans who have done lots and lots and lots of training, because some of those old tools, you know, have gotten a little rusty. We need some new wind tools to our practice. So ask yourself, as you do these flags, what are you willing to do? Now, you might be willing to decorate them, and that's perfectly fine. But what are you unwilling to do? Maybe you're not willing to go out and call to a new wind every month. And you know what? That will be fine, because the wind flags are going to work you to the level that you work them. You know, if you don't go out and call to a wind and really have an experience with it, you might not get the rabbit sitting in the yard grieving. But if you do, you're going to have magic in your life this year. That's how powerful this wind work is. So what commitment are you having? Now, last night I read this on the wall and I thought, this is a commitment. She was so excited to get her prayer flags that she got onto the sewing machine to make her own. See, because you can't really ship to Australia right now. So, well, if any of you who ship things, don't get me started on the post office today. They lost at least 3 or 4 wind whistle shipments last month. It just is beyond me how you could mail something and it could just go into the ethers. But so she didn't have fabric, so she gave up one of her sheets and she gave it due life as a prayer flag. And she set her alarm very early to wake up to join into this sacred practice. Now, how far are you willing to go with your practices? You know, that's, let's see if she's even here. What the minimum requirement is to become part of, you know, this wind practice is to be willing to be two hands in the circle. you know, and to be two hands in the circle is about knowing that the guru is dead. I'm not the guru. I'm just a hardworking wind whistler. And they thought like, oh yeah, here's somebody who'll work hard enough to get this message out. And I'm like you, just a couple more extra years. And trust me, there's some people I can look down this list like Judy and Bridget and Terry and Carrie and Tina. I mean, I go through the list who have just had Trisha, have had amazing experiences with the wind that far surpass some of the messages that I've gotten. Well, I got the book, but you know, they're having experiences, and that's how the body of work is growing. It can only grow the more people who can hold it. So what is this? So this is about moving from a linear to a cyclical experience of time. Now, for years I taught vision boards, and I love vision boards, but it was very linear in a certain way. I mean, I made it as cyclical as you could, but that in this linear experience that we aren't connected to the outside. We're only connected to the calendar and the inside. And what we do when we add an outdoor altar is we start to reconnect to nature. Right now, over half of American adults spend 5 hours or fewer in nature each week. You know, and over three quarters spend 10 or few hours. Now, when I was a kid, we used to spend all of our time in nature. But this so matches our linear experience of humans doing. So, you know, we have this ability that at our certain maturity between our 40s and to our 60s, where we're expected to be human machines, producing. And then you come to your value. And I was telling people, my assistants, about how the other night I had friends in their young 60s, mid 60s, talking about their decline and how less they feel like doing these days. When I'm thinking like, wow, I work a full-time day job. I run a full-time wind clan. I run, you know, I'm writing a book. And I hate to tell you, but I'm building a house too. But when I share about those things, people think they make assumptions about me. So, I've been building a house. So that's a lot for one person. And I'm kind of the human doing, but I'm doing it more on a cycle so that I don't see it anymore as work, but I see it as part of the cycle that I'm in. Now, is there a question? So what the goal is to move from that cycle of build up to be valued up here, then to here, as to understand that as we move around our circle, our cycle, that it has different components to it. So over here in the East, we're sprouting. We have new ideas, new beginnings, our mind memories and beliefs. And if you haven't taken Windwork Basics, this is some of the stuff that's in there. And in the South, when, you know, we're weeding, the trees are starting to mature. And then over in the West, things die. And like our society right now, our civilization's on a death cycle. It's that time as we knew it is ending. So we're kind of like dead trees and rotting logs and out in our society. And we're seeing that like through people dying, viruses, these kinds of things are indicators of a grand cycle's coming to an end. You know, 2012, that was just a date in someone's time when it would like mark a middle point to the end. You know, there was like, when you go back thousands of years, it was the end of a cycle. It was the end of a sun. And so in our work, we talk about cycles too, that, and this happens to be a feminine chart. So I want to apologize if there's any days who don't identify as this, and it's not intentional. It's just, I haven't had time to redo it. But that as a daughter or a son, you have a cycle. You know, there's this maiden cycle. There's like that mid-range cycle. Then you become a mother creator part of the cycle, or creator and queen, king, crone. And there's these cycles within the cycle. So what we work with in this wind experience is we also like to work in these gaps between these cycles, because I believe the gap magic is where the real shift can happen, is giving ourselves enough time in between these experiences, even the gap of a day, like to have those sacred practices that you use in the gap of the day that define the next cycle of the next day. So instead of like thinking of a month from, you know, the 1st through the 31st, think of it in terms of the month is sprouting and it's going to seed. And so if you were to look at your year in terms of sprouting and going to seed, imagine how that would be a very different experience with your flags. And there's kinds of, because we've gotten really left some of our nature experiences behind, and hopefully you're a group that spends more to the 10 hours than the no hours, you can still create for, say you're a shamanic practitioner or a healer or a therapist, you can still create nature interactions with your wind flags. We have had people who couldn't get out of bed, and they put their flags where they can see them. And so if you bring the outdoors in, so you might put your flags on the balcony so you can see them when you go by or from your bed. Someone was telling me the other day of a woman who's been bedbound for a year, who set up her bed so she could see all of the mountains, all of the birds and all of that. So it's about organizing those outside experiences in, because, you know, a lot of people are afraid to go out right now. And that's okay. You're allowed to have this experience however you want it. I'm not here to tell you how to have this experience. I'm just inviting you to have more nature with this experience. So, you know, you could set up, like, instead of going through the laundry room to get to your garage, you could make yourself walk out and around to get to the garage. You know, you just got to start creating these interactions with nature. So an intentional interaction is what we're doing today. We're making wind flags. We're taking wind walks. We're making wind knots. Outside, you go out and you call to the wind and you bring it into your experience. It doesn't get any more interactive than that. So, and you're not going to learn about the alchemy today, although you're going, the wind, the prayer flags are definitely alchemical. You put your symbols onto these flags and then you give them some wind breath. And then the alchemy comes when we invite the winds of spirit in to make a magical equation. Now, in some of the advanced wind work practices, we really talk about how to bring energy into form through these alchemical wind processes. But this just happens. This is a first level experience, and you're going to make prayer flags and you're going to have an experience. It doesn't get any simpler. So how making the prayer flags works is, so you're putting your full attention to it. And that just happens naturally when you're crafting with a group of people. You're going to be listening to what Susie says, or what Bridget says, or what Andrea says, or what Amy says. And so it's going to bring you present. And so you're going to be crafting your prayer flags, making your things, looking up your things, and the magic is going to happen without you even being aware of it. It's like cooking dinner with the wind. And what happens when you become present is it changes the dynamic spin. So that magnetic north has an ability to, it aligns you. It's like a top. You know, you spin a top. You're not watching whether the top is spinning. It just starts to spin. And then the alchemy can occur when you're not, when you're sleeping, when you're not paying attention. And trust me, it happens. Like, thank goodness I have Bridget. She reminded me of all of the initiations that I had last year. Like I got poked in the eye and then it healed miraculously. And then I had a dismemberment experience a couple of weeks ago. And I have people like Sandra Engerman who say, oh, that's a dismemberment experience. Because I go like happy dance through life. And, you know, I got people who reflect these things back to me. And then these are gap experiences. Transformation happened in that magical moment when I poked out my eye and then all of a sudden it healed in the same exact spot that I had my first dismemberment experience with Hank Wesselman 30 years ago. I was walking across the grounds of La Quinta and I said to some my friend, oh yeah, 30 years ago, Hank Wesselman asked me when it would happen to me. And all of a sudden, within 24 hours, I had a whole entire complete dismemberment experience, spontaneous. Well, the healing 30 years later was just as spontaneous. And because it was preparing us in this wind work to take us ourselves to the next level. And so who's got to level up? If you're leveling up, I got to level up. Last year was hard. I never had a group for 10 months, and I didn't do it perfectly. Oh my God, I tripped over myself 100 times. But we did it, and I leveled up, because that's what happens. When you do the prayer flags, you're going to level up this year because you're inviting the wind spirits in to help. And trust me, you may not, a year later, you might not be attached to the wind clan, but you might find out, oh my word, these winds, they took me to a new job, or they took me to a new relationship. Oh my word, I doubled my income. And without even thought, the winds are going to help you do this. All right, this is a good time to stop that recording for a minute.